This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. With your host, John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Dr. Kelly Victory again with us, another full hour. I appreciate that very much, by the way, Dr. Kelly. Real quick, first off, Charlie and I actually were talking top of the hour, and we had a personal question that we thought we'd throw your way, because I'm thinking other people are probably thinking this the same way if we are. Can you buy quercetin and zinc together? Do they make it that way, or do you have to buy it separate? And if you do, how do you know what quality to buy, what brand, or anything along those lines?
They do make it as a combo, and that's how I take it. I buy mine on Amazon. I know, mea culpa, but I buy mine on Amazon because that's where I can get it. And they make it as a combination pill. It has 22 milligrams of zinc and 500 milligrams of quercetin. So although it's a little bit less of zinc than I would normally take, I buy that. So I get a 22 milligram zinc and 500 milligrams of quercetin, comes as a capsule. I take one of those, and then I pop one or two additional zinc gummies during the day, so I get myself up to that 50 milligrams, actually 44 milligrams to be specific, of zinc. But they do make that combination, and you can get it on Amazon. You can probably get it at other nutrition stores, or possibly even Walmart, but taking it in that combination makes it super easy.
It does. The way I do it, I take two different pills. Of course, vitamins have never bothered me. Don't get an upset stomach, anything like that. So it's not a big deal to me to take the two separate ones. But for somebody else that either A, wants to maybe save a little bit of money and not have to do the two different things, they could do that very easily.
Yep, absolutely.
Perfect. All right. One thing that I wanted to get into in this hour, I got lots of questions still coming in. Keep asking, folks. I'll get them answered as quickly as I can. 307-200-8222. And one thing, Dr. Kelly, that this goes along with what I wanted to talk about here at the top of the hour, which is COVID racism, which I feel like is getting stronger and stronger. And you've got an actual article that you're talking about, breakthrough cases and then the discrimination against the unvaxxed, which goes with my COVID racism. That's really what I'm talking about, the discrimination against those that are unvaxxed. Talk about that for just a few minutes and that article that you're talking to me about.
Well, this has been one of the things that's bothered me the most over these past many months, John. We know, as I said, that the vaccines do not stop people from contracting COVID. This isn't just Dr. Kelly Victory's theory. We know that, and the CDC, the FDA, and all of the vaccine manufacturers acknowledge that. The vaccines do not stop someone from getting COVID. They don't stop people from becoming symptomatic with COVID, and they don't stop someone from spreading COVID. We know from a multitude of studies that when you look at people who have COVID, that there is no difference in the amount of virus that they have in their noses and mouths, whether they're vaccinated or not. So in other words, it's not that if you're vaccinated, yes, you can get COVID, but you don't spread it or you don't have as much virus because you had the vaccine. Not so. So given all of those things, that you can get it, you can spread it, you can become sick with it, you have just as much virus, whether you're vaccinated or not, what is the possible justification for discriminating against people on the basis of their vaccination status? Why in the world should unvaccinated people have to wear a mask but not vaccinated?
Great question.
In the world should unvaccinated people have to submit themselves to testing biweekly but not vaccinated people? Why? This is purely punitive. It is simply a way of trying to make life uncomfortable for people who are unvaccinated, because there could be no other explanation given that both groups can contract the virus, can become sick with it, can spread it, and have the same amount of virus. So just yesterday, an article came out in The Lancet actually begging this question from a scientific perspective, saying Germany, for example, has been following the number of, quote, breakthrough cases.
Yep.
And so back in the third week of July in Germany, the 16%, almost 17% of breakthrough cases were occurring in people who were vaccinated, okay, less than 20%. Now, the third week of October, it was up to 60%. 60% of the cases occurring in Germany are occurring in vaccinated people. Now, again, this isn't my way of bashing the vaccines. What it is a way of saying, given that this is the case, if you choose to get vaccinated, and again, I respect that choice, because perhaps you believe the studies that have indicated that it might decrease, the vaccines might decrease the severity of your illness, great, that's your personal choice. But given that you are still able to spread it to other people, there can be simply no justification. And the Lancet article came to the conclusion that it was downright irresponsible. This is their word, irresponsible for public health guidelines or mandates to be based on vaccination status, given the fact that both groups can contract the virus, become ill with it, and spread it. And I think that's really where we need to be, to say, fine, people can get vaccinated, or if they're in a high-risk group, if they think that they would, you know, like to do anything that might decrease their chances of having severe illness, those are all personal choices that people can make. But given that it doesn't decrease your risk of spreading it to the guy sitting next to you, how in the world can you justify discrimination? And that is what it is.
That's right. It's exactly what it is.
Discrimination against people who have chosen, for whatever reason, or perhaps because people have made the decision that they've already had COVID and therefore they trust their own immune systems, they trust the power of their natural immunity, or they may have a religious issue, whatever their issue is. Given that they are no more, they aren't putting anybody at risk any more than the people who are vaccinated. And that is where I really have an issue with this. This is, I think there are moral and ethical issues.
Agree.
We are discriminating against people, not on the basis of science. We are discriminating on the, against people for political reasons. And
that's
I
right.
have a real issue
right.
with that.
Me, you and I. As well, another question that came in, this was actually a couple of days ago, even before they knew you were coming on today, so folks ask questions way before we ever come on air. Can you speak to patients' rights when doctors and hospitals are uncooperative in the treatment of COVID?
Yeah, this is a huge issue. We have had to have injunctions. We've had to have judges intervene in cases. There was just a landmark case in Chicago where the judge actually forced the hospital to back off and let this doctor prescribe ivermectin for a patient who was, he had one foot in the grave. And, you know, he truly, this patient was on death's doorstep. The hospital was prohibiting the physician from prescribing the medications, all of them, including ivermectin, that the doctor wanted to prescribe. They got a court injunction, and the physician was allowed to prescribe ivermectin, and the patient had a miraculous recovery, is now home, off a ventilator, and doing very well, convalescing at home. This is absolutely unprecedented, and I see no justification for it. We have never had a time where, you know, hospitals and politicians, when jurisdictions and municipalities intervened, you know, and into the what I consider the sacrosanct relationship between a physician and a doctor. Nobody invited anybody else into that exam room. That is a discussion and a decision that is up to the doctor and the patient. As long as we are talking, John, about FDA-approved medications, and all of these medications are FDA-approved.
Right.
Hydroxychloroquine has been FDA-approved since, you know, for six decades, since the 1940s. Likewise, ivermectin, FDA-approved for decades and decades. both those drugs taken by hundreds of millions of people on an annual basis around the globe. And so never before have we had this kind of intrusion. So what's happening now is that people are going to the courts. They are going to attorneys. The problem is when somebody is in critical condition, you don't have time to these things out in courts. That's why it's very, very dangerous. So I really encourage people to think proactively. Obviously, you want to do the things you can do to keep yourself healthy. But in the meantime, know what your plan is should you or a loved one become ill with COVID. Write down, know those websites I've been referencing, speakwithanmd.com, America's Frontline Doctors, the places where you can go to get Relay Health, I understand is another one, where you can go and get a telemedicine visit, speak with a physician face-to-face, and get a prescription for those medications if you need it. You don't want to wait until you're really behind the eight ball because, unfortunately, you know, the wheels of justice turn, but they turn way too slowly helpful for most people who are in critical health care condition.
All right, got a lot more questions, guys. Hang tight. Continue to text us, 307-200-8222. We'll come right back. Dr. Kelly Victory with us. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air coming up next, folks. Whatever you need when it comes to your heating, air conditioning, or electrical needs, they're there for you. And don't forget to ask about the Absolute Advantage membership. KLZradio.com, 720-526-0231.
Increase comfortability in your home with a UV air purifying system from Absolute. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air offers dynamic air solutions you won't find at most HVAC companies. Unfortunately, not all air purification products deliver on their promises. Before selecting a product, the team at Absolute personally met with the scientists who developed the technology, installing systems in their own homes to make sure they really work. The science makes sense. Your ultraviolet purifier attaches to your furnace, killing particles like dust, mold, and even most viruses at the source before the air blows through your vents into the rest of your house. One small unit purifies the air throughout your home, eliminating odors. Call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air today for an air purifier that works. 720-526-0231.
For quality and service beyond compare, Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, folks. Novus Auto Glass. Chris, by the way, from Parker. Not Chris. Zach from Parker was actually with us last night at the event. Had a great time, by the way. Zach, appreciate you being there. And he gave away some free windshield repairs and just reminds me that, hey, just like preventative maintenance, all the other things we're talking about, if you get a chip or a crack, best thing to do is get that fixed immediately. Save your windshield. It's really that simple. Novus can do that for you, and they work with the insurance company as well and can do total glass replacement as well. So find them. Go to RushToReason.com and just look for Novus.
I heard about Novus Glass on John Rush's Rush to Reason radio show, and I know that John would not go with a company that he did not believe was a great company to work with. And so with him backing Novus Auto Glass, we felt confident that that was a good company. When I called them, I was looking for mobile service out to Elbert County, and they were very accommodating. My insurance company initially told me that they were not a preferred provider with our insurance company. And they went above and beyond with doing a three-way call with my insurance company and got everything squared away to replace three windshields for us without any money out of our pocket except for our deductible. I can't think of another windshield replacement company that we've ever worked with that has been like Novus. I would call them every time now when we need a windshield replaced.
KLZradio.com/glass.
All right, Kevin Flesch, folks. We're going to have Kevin on, by the way, a little bit later this month. We'll get all of the legal questions answered, a lot of them even having to do with what we're talking about today. In the meantime, any questions for Kevin, please give him a call, 303-806-8886 or fleschlawfirm.com, and that's spelled F-L-E-S-C-H.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesch of Flesch & Beck Law, has a unique background that makes him a more effective advocate for you. He handles both criminal and civil cases. Most attorneys only do one or the other, but Kevin has almost 25 years of experience on both sides, which means he has more practice in the courtroom. Most personal injury attorneys will say they have experience in court, but since only about 10% of personal injury cases actually go to trial, those attorneys only appear in court once or twice a year. Because Kevin also takes criminal cases, he appears in court constantly. Kevin has a rare ability to present an argument that only comes from years of experience learning how to read a courtroom. KLZ's personal injury attorney continues to practice both civil and criminal defense because he believes the courtroom keeps him nimble. Trial tested, trial ready. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, Dr. Kelly Victory with us. And Dr. Kelly, a good friend of mine, I'll get his next because, you know, I take care of my friends first, and not their listeners aren't all friends, but this one's very special. Just had COVID, actually had it pretty bad, and has been really tired since getting COVID. His chiropractor says that the COVID thickens the blood, causing his heart to work harder. Is that true or not?
That is not something that I am aware of. Viruses don't change the viscosity of your blood. What does make your heart work harder is having, you know, a fever, having fluid in your lungs, and just fighting off infection by itself. You know, all of those things will cause you to have an elevated heart rate. But the virus itself does not change the viscosity or the thickness of the blood. It isn't unusual for people to be fatigued for some period of time following
right.
a virus.
Right.
It's what prior to COVID, it's what physicians have always, you know, throughout time called, quote, post-viral syndrome.
Yeah, you're tired from fighting that during that time, right?
Yeah, and some viruses are well known for it. For example, mononucleosis.
That's right.
When I was a kid, you
That's
know,
right.
you got mono, you could be out of school for weeks with profound
Oh, I
fatigue.
Had it when I was a kid. I can remember that. I mean, man, you were tired. I'm not exaggerating. You were tired. It seemed like forever. I bet it was 3 months. I'm not exaggerating.
No, that's what I'm saying. There's some viruses. Epstein-Barr is another virus that many people thought for a long time was the cause of, quote, chronic fatigue syndrome, because the profound post-viral syndrome, that period of months, long after you were over fevers and cough or anything acute from the, you know, the sore throat from mononucleosis had been gone for months, but people were still left with this profound fatigue, you know, exercise intolerance, walk up a flight of steps and felt like
right.
you ran a marathon.
Right.
That feeling isn't unusual. The good news is it is largely self-limited. Most people get over that in a period of time. It can certainly be helped by, again, I sound like a broken record, doing those things like supplementing vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, quercetin, and making sure that you are taking adequate time to recover and convalesce.
Okay. All right. Makes total sense. All right. Somebody says, I've probably got some natural antibodies because I had COVID twice. However, my employer is still requiring that I get the vaccine. Question, will the vaccine compromise or degrade my natural immunity?
Well, again, we cannot say with certainty because we simply have not had adequate time. Let's recall, these vaccines didn't exist a year ago. We didn't start giving them to adults in this country until really very late December, essentially January of this year. So we have less than 12 months worth of experience with them. We have no idea what it will do to your long-term immune function. It's tragic because people who have had and recovered from COVID have no scientific reason, no
right.
scientific
That's
rationale
right.
for needing a vaccine. And unfortunately, we know that people who have had COVID and who go on to get vaccinated do seem to have a higher incidence of adverse events, unfortunately. It's unclear why that is, if it's part of a cytokine reaction or an inflammatory reaction, but there's no question that we see a higher incidence of adverse events from the vaccines in people who are COVID recovered. recovered. So again, this doesn't make me anti-vaccine, but if you had chickenpox, I doubt you'd go out and get a chickenpox vaccine.
Correct.
You
don't need it.
You already had measles or mumps.
Yeah, you just don't need
it. You wouldn't go and get those vaccines. And although these are different classes of viruses, it is not dissimilar in terms of we know that you have immunity. It would be one thing if we didn't have proven the power and enduring quality of COVID-19 natural immunity. But as I said, we have upwards of 130 published studies documenting it. The Cleveland Clinic, one of the first studies that was done was at Cleveland Clinic, 50,000 people. They had 50,000 people and found no incidence of reinfections in people, and they found that people who had natural immunity, that their immunity was just as good, if not better, than people who had been vaccinated. These are powerful numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's not to discourage people from getting vaccinated, but simply to say if you have had COVID and recovered and don't want to get vaccinated, I think that is based in good, solid science.
Is there any degree, or is there a, let me rephrase that, is there a different degree of immunity based upon how hard you may or may not have, or I should say may, how hard you had COVID? In other words, some people get really, really mild symptoms, not a big deal, might lose their sense of smell or taste for a few days, have a minor cold symptoms, things along that lines, versus people that literally almost, or in some cases, end up in the hospital. We've talked about some of those individuals. Do those varying degrees of COVID and how they've actually had it, does that change the immunity after the fact, or is it once you've had COVID, you have the same immunity no matter what?
Great question, and surprisingly, no, there is no correlation with how darn sick you got and how many antibodies you have in the same or how much immunity you have. Likewise, people, just because you had a really bad reaction to, you know, or felt really lousy after getting vaccinated, you don't necessarily have a better immune response than the guy who had no symptoms at all. Also, a corollary to that, John, is that when we measure people's immunity, and this is why I push back on these studies or the implication that getting a booster, they boost people and then measure their antibodies and say, no, see, when you get the booster, it shows an uptick in your antibody levels, so you have more immunity. That simply isn't the case. Unfortunately, the number of antibodies you have running around in your bloodstream doesn't necessarily correlate to increased immunity. So the immune system, as I've said all along, is highly complex. It is not so simple as if you got really sick, you've got a lot of immunity. If you got a little sick, you got a little immunity. You know, if you had a bad reaction to the vaccine, you know, that must mean it's working. Unfortunately, that simply isn't the case. It does not bear out in the science.
Okay. All right. We've got more questions coming in, guys. Keep them rolling in. We'll take this break and then one more after this is also. Hang tight. Dr. Kelly Victory, Golden Eagle Financial is next. Al Smith, again, Al's going to join me tomorrow night in our 3 o'clock hour. But any questions you've got for Al directly, please just give him a call. It's klzradio.com is how you can find him, or 303-744-1128.
You've been saving for retirement your entire career. Now it's time to take some of your winnings off the table. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you create a tax-efficient retirement plan. You've never had much need for a financial advisor in the past because you have primarily contributed to your company's 401k or IRA. Now, you're looking to the future. You know those accounts will be fully taxable once you retire, and taxes could be a pretty big chunk. Now's the time to start thinking about converting at least a portion of your nest egg into tax-free accounts. Your company's retirement plan has served you well, but you don't need to leave your nest egg there forever. In fact, it may be in your best interest to move some of that money before you retire. Find out how you could move into a lower tax bracket. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith at klzradio.com/money. Planning with purpose. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, folks, just because you have a current reverse mortgage doesn't mean you can't review it. Renew it, change the interest rate, the terms, all sorts of things. My folks are actually talking to Bruce now, looking at the very same thing. So you can call Bruce as well, 303-467-7821, or find him at klzradio.com.
Ask Bruce Simmons to explain how a reverse mortgage line of credit could lock in your home's value. You've been hearing about the potential for housing prices to start dropping, but so far, all you've done is gain more value. A reverse mortgage line of credit eliminates the fear of decreasing home values. No matter what happens to the housing market, your reverse mortgage line of credit won't lose a penny. Let's say your value continues to increase over the next few years. No problem. Call Bruce Back to refinance at the new, higher value for even more benefit. But should your home lose value, say we hit another recession like in 2008, you have the peace of mind that you still have the full amount of your line of credit guaranteed. Bruce Simmons has been doing nothing but reverse mortgages for 18 years. Ask him to explain how it works. KLZradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
All right, folks, again, taking care of your vehicles like taking care of your body. Make sure you're doing proper maintenance, repairs, and we've got somebody in Littleton that's been doing this for almost 40 years. That's a long time, by the way. Gino's Auto Service, it's Gino's with a J, ginosautoservice.com, or call direct 303-794-6700.
This month at Gino's Auto Service in Littleton, receive a new set of windshield wipers with any service over $50. It won't be long before the cold weather returns, so now is a good time to make sure your vehicles are serviced and in good condition. At Gino's, any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a NAPA Peace of Mind warranty covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. This month only, take advantage of free windshield wipers with any service over $50 when you mention this ad on KLZ. For over 38 years, Gino's has been serving customers all along the Front Range. Gino's is AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Be sure to check out Gino's excellent Google reviews. Stop in or visit them online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
We don't yell at you. We inform you. Now, back to Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Dr. Kelly Victory with us today, as she is on most every Thursday. And this is a special edition, 2 hours. We'll replay these during Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. So if you're listening on either of those days, Happy New Year and Merry Christmas. So thank you so much for listening. If you're traveling through, you can listen to us either online at klzradio.com or the free app, KLZ Radio, or go back and listen to our podcast, and we appreciate that very much. All right, I got another text message in, Dr. Kelly. Does Dr. Kelly know anything about MTHFR and people who get the virus as, and the grammar's not exactly right here, as from what I have read, they have a harder time with the virus and with the toxins from the vaccine as well, and I have no idea what all that means.
Yeah, I don't know what MTHFR is. I don't know if they're trying, if they're referencing something that we call antibody-dependent enhancement, you know, which is an issue where people actually get sicker from the virus when they come in contact with it if they've been vaccinated. In antibody-dependent enhancement, which there was significant concern that these vaccines would produce, the antibodies that you develop in response to the vaccine, rather than fighting off the virus, rather than attaching to it and attacking it, they act sort of as turncoats, and they enhance the ability for the virus to enter the cells.
And you know what? And I think what you're talking about is exactly that. I looked up that actual acronym, and it's an enzyme that breaks down the amino acid
homocysteine.
There you go.
Yeah, homocysteine.
There you go.
So, you know, there are again, as I said, I cannot overstate the complexity of vaccines and the immune system. It doesn't always act the way we expect it to. And this is why, really, John, it takes on average 4 to 6 years for a vaccine to come to market, if it ever makes it at all. Many vaccines, many, many dozens and dozens of them over the years have failed and never made it out of the laboratory because the body, or during the animal studies, the response to the vaccine will be something that wasn't anticipated. There are a heck of a lot of viruses out there for which scientists have never been able to create a safe and effective vaccine. Think about things like HIV, herpes, norovirus, Coxsackie virus, lots of viruses because you develop a vaccine, it looks good on paper, it looks good in the laboratory, but then lo and behold, the way the immune system responds to it isn't exactly what you expected.
Right.
When we had something like, you know, polio, a polio vaccine had been around for decades and had a lot of bumbles along the way. You take something like the chickenpox vaccine, was nearly a decade in study before it ever got FDA approved. The chickenpox vaccine was finally FDA approved in 1995, but it wasn't mandated to give to school children until 2003. So it was 10 years in formulation before it was FDA approved, and then had another 8 years before we mandated it. So almost 20 years of data behind it. That's a very different thing when you have a lot of experience with something. You have a lot of comfort and confidence in saying, number one, we believe it will be effective. And number two, more importantly, we believe it will be safe. And we know how people will respond when they are ultimately exposed to the thing that they're trying to fight. Because it isn't always the way you predict it to be in the laboratory.
I have a really dumb question when it comes to chickenpox, because as a kid, you know, I had chickenpox, probably a medium case. My brother's was probably a little bit less than mine, and I think my sister might have even been a little less than that. I mean, we were all three very, very close to one another. In fact, back then you'd have like these chickenpox parties because everybody wants their kids to get chickenpox. And I guess dumb question on my part, why, given the fact that it was, you know, it was just an illness, I mean, you got these marks on, you know, it itched and it was miserable and so on, and eventually there was a vaccine for it. But why? It wasn't, to my knowledge, anyways, maybe I'm wrong, but was that a life-threatening disease that I went through, or life-threatening virus?
No, but here's a great question. Number one, a small percentage of children will develop neurologic symptoms and a bad pneumonia. So a very, very small percentage of children will get sick from it. And as importantly, however, it has a huge impact on how long, when kids are home and need to be homesick, you know, parents need to be home.
True.
So there's a big economic impact. I have six brothers and sisters. So, you know, my mom wasn't working at the time, but had she been working, she would have missed weeks of work while kids are homesick.
True.
And probably the most important part is anybody who had chickenpox, which includes me as well. I'm of that vintage before the chickenpox vaccine was available. All of us are now susceptible to shingles.
That's true.
Which is a debilitating, not life-threatening, but talk about an excruciatingly painful, debilitating thing that can happen to people. So the chickenpox vaccine was a wonder. It just think, if they were able to come up with a vaccine for something like conjunctivitis, pink eye, you know, what the virus that causes pink eye.
I had that when I was a kid,
Eye, nobody dies of pink eye, but tens of thousands of mothers stay home from work because their kid can't go to daycare.
Good point.
Because pink eye is so contagious. You just have to look at somebody with pink eye and you get it.
That's right.
It's so blessed contagious that the economic impact and social impact is significant. So we try to come up with vaccines for things that will have great public health impact, not just because they save lives, but because they save money. They save, they help the economy. They help socially.
Yes.
You know, when parents don't have to be home with sick kids, and certainly the ability to protect this entire generation will never be susceptible to shingles. That by itself is
a
godsend.
I agree. I never really thought about that. Of course, I was the oldest kid in our family, so I usually was the first one to get it. And once I was done, you know, my mom didn't stay home. Typically, I stayed home from school and took care of siblings, because by the time I got it, I was old enough to be able to do so. But no, I get the point. And it makes a ton of sense. Okay, next question. And again, this is something I've not heard anything about. A proposed protocol put forward by EENT Clinic in late 2020 using a 1% solution of betadine to swab the nasal passages. This person uses it and suggests it to their patients as well. What are your thoughts there?
Well, there's no question that there are things you can do to decrease viral load in the nose and mouth. And that's where viruses live, and that's how they get transmitted. They have to get through the mucosal membrane of the nose, mouth, or eyes. That said, I personally don't recommend that people use betadine. Betadine has some tissue toxicity to it that I wouldn't recommend that people swab their noses with betadine. There are simpler ways to do it. For example, the active ingredient in many mouthwashes, Scope and others, it's called cytopyrexidine. I think it's whatever the active ingredient is, highly viricidal. It kills viruses. So just gargling with mouthwash on a regular basis, there are numbers of just nasal, you know, saline washes to the nose, can cut down significantly on the amount of viral load. So again, in the same way I wouldn't, you know, gargle with bleach, I think there are things that will kill viruses that are a lot safer. So I wouldn't recommend doing betadine. Doing it once or twice isn't going to hurt you, but I certainly wouldn't do it on a regular basis. The other thing is you don't want to kill off some of the protective bacteria and really upset the balance of bacteria that are normally in your nose and mouth. We're expected to have certain bacteria in our noses and mouths. That's what keeps you healthy. So you don't want to wipe everything out. But absolutely, some of these simple things like gargling with Listerine or Scope, doing nasal lavage with saline, those sorts of things can be very, very helpful. Again, added to the other things that I was recommending before with regard to supplements.
Speaking of supplements, one other question came in, and I've got another question I want to come back to about taste and smell with COVID. We'll do that in a minute, probably after the break. But recommendations, given all of these things we're doing, all the different supplements, the things that we're trying to do, and then gut health, of course, being very, very important, what probiotics, do you recommend for folks that are 65 and older?
You know, I have never been a huge believer that the average person needs to be taking a daily probiotic. It certainly isn't going to hurt you. I absolutely recommend that people take probiotics when they are taking antibiotics or something that is otherwise going to upset their normal gut flora. If people are on antibiotics, say, for whatever reason, whether it's a skin infection or you had strep throat or you're taking antibiotics because you had an infection elsewhere, again, as I'm saying, you end up killing off the bad bacteria, but you also kill off a lot of the good bacteria. You kill off the healthy gut flora that you are expected to have. It's why people end up getting yeast infections, for example, because you kill off all the good bacteria and then you're prone to a fungal infection. Mm-hmm. So if people are taking an antibiotic in particular, I definitely recommend that you, at the same time you take that antibiotic, that you take one of the many, many over-the-counter probiotics. What you're doing is simply you're supplying your gut with good, healthy, normal bacteria to colonize your gut again. It certainly isn't going to hurt people to take probiotics on a daily basis, but I don't have a strong feeling about which ones or how often or which ones to recommend.
All right. I've got a question again, and we'll ask right after the break. But one other one just came in, which I've heard listeners swear by this. I've never done this myself. I mean, I guess because I haven't been sick enough to where I've needed to really worry about it. What about colloidal silver? I know you can either take that in a pill form. You can make your own. What are your thoughts there?
Well, silver is a well-known and, you know, it's centuries-old antimicrobial. It kills both viruses and bacteria. So you can use colloidal silver in many ways, orally as rinses. There are lots of ways to do it. Again, I think there are a limitless number of possible things that you can do. In general, I think that most people don't need to be doing those things. In general, I think supplementing with routine vitamins, eating a healthy diet, adequate sleep. Sometimes I think, John, people are looking for all of these one-offs.
Right.
You know, they're swabbing with betadine, but then failing to do the basic things. Are you getting 8 hours of sleep a night?
Right.
Are you getting regular, vigorous exercise? Are you
What's your stress
really
level like?
Diet?
All these other things in the world that contribute as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you can't supplement. There's no pill. There's no lavage. There's no supplement that you can take that's going to replicate having a healthy lifestyle. And people know what you mean by that. But what it's amazing, some of the people I know who take the most vitamins and do the most supplementing, for example, live the most unhealthy lives.
That's
you know, they're up until 3 in the morning.
Right.
They drink too much. They smoke. They hang out in bars. You know, they never get to a regular exercise in. Their stress levels are through the roof. So some of these basic things I think we really need to focus on before you get too crazy.
The automotive analogy, you know, fits right into this. I get things on the weekends where folks will call into my automotive talk show, you know, drive radio, and they'll want that magic in a can that you add to the oil to make the oil last longer, or, you know, extend that life of the oil change interval and things like that. And what I always tell them is the same thing you just said. There is no magic in a can to make your engine last longer. If you're not doing preventative maintenance and taking care of it, there is no magic in a can. This is exactly the same situation.
Exactly. And it's not that any of the things that any of the listeners are suggesting, I think, are dangerous. I don't think colloidal silver is dangerous necessarily. I don't think, you know, none of these things are bad. Echinacea has every likelihood of being
helpful. I've taken it for years. I fully agree with what you even said on that. But it's one of those things that I've done for a very long time, and I agree.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of things, and I just want to make sure that people aren't thinking that that is a substitute for everything, for really the basics. Eat your broccoli.
I think as Americans, and this is one of the things that is probably to our detriment, is we're such a instant gratification society. Let's face it, Dr. Kelly, that's what we are. That's what we've become. We want things done right now. We want the package on the doorstep in an hour after we've ordered it. We want, you know, anything we see on TV, we want to be able to go out and buy it tomorrow. I mean, we have become a society that has no idea what delay even means, and we look at healthcare and what we're doing here in much the same way. And again, not to, you know, get after anybody that's listening to us any way, shape, or form. Everybody's got, you know, sort of their own cocktail, if you would, and they know their own bodies, which, by the way, they should. And that's the other thing I think we need to emphasize. Everybody's different. Nobody's exactly the same. What may work, you know, for me and the routines and the things that I use may not be exactly the same thing that you need. It's much like car maintenance. Not every single car or person driving it is the same, nor is all of our health exactly the same.
Precisely, and frankly, it's human nature. It's so much easier, John, to take a pill than to get motivated to go to the gym every day. It's so much easier to take a pill than to say, no, I'm not going to stop at McDonald's or Domino's. I'm actually going to go to the grocery store and buy some fresh fruits and vegetables and a piece of fish. It's so much easier, and in today's world, when people are just pulled in 1,000 different directions, it seems like we just add more and more to people's plates in terms of what they need to do. People are looking for that convenience piece. If nothing else, maybe the silver lining, if God knows if there is one, from this pandemic, is that maybe people will slow down a little bit and say, you know what, I really need to take control of my own health and welfare because I need my immune system to be, because let me tell you, Omicron, you know, Omicron isn't the last of the variants coming down the pike, and cold and flus are still out there. Influenza is with us to stay, despite the fact that we aren't reporting the numbers on this year. It's still out
there.
That's
right.
And frankly, a bad case of influenza is every bit as bad.
Oh, yes.
And can take people down.
That's right.
So truly, I think focusing again on overall health and wellness and taking control of that piece of it. It's a shame that people have gone without the routine maintenance that they need, all the routine screenings that people missed during this last year and a half. The number of people who are behind, who are delinquent on their colonoscopies, mammograms, skin cancer screenings, prostate screenings, all of those things is really terrible. And we're seeing a huge uptick as a result in the diagnosis of late stage cancers because people have really focused, you know, and really not their fault. It's because public health has focused on nothing for the past 22 months but COVID, as if nothing else has existed. And that really is to our detriment.
Fully agree. All right, we'll come right back, take one last break. I have a few minutes left with Dr. Kelly. You can ask maybe one more question if you can get it in time, 307-200-8222. American National Insurance is next. Paul Leuenberger, my great friend, by the way. In fact, guys, there were some folks last night at the outing we had talking about Paul and what a great guy he is. In fact, one of them had just gotten their rebate check. Ask Paul how that works, 303-662-0789.
Your teenager is your biggest financial risk. You buy Reliable Auto Insurance in part to protect yourself from financial loss in case you get in a wreck with large repair expenses for your own vehicle. but you also buy Reliable Auto Insurance to protect yourself from lawsuits. Now, you might not think you make enough money to be at risk of getting sued, but you do have a teenager who drives your car. Let's pose a little scenario that we heard from a real KLZ listener. Your granddaughter is driving your car and gets in a major wreck. You do have auto insurance, but it's not enough coverage. You only had the state minimums. So the other person's insurance company comes after you personally for everything they can get. For years afterward, part of your paycheck goes towards paying someone else's bills. With the right coverage, this could have been avoided. Get the auto coverage you need from Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance. Call 303-662-0789. 303-662-0789.
All right, Barber's Foods. Greg, by the way, was at our event last night as well. Had some great-looking steaks there as well. He's going to have some special boxes of meat coming out as we get closer to Christmas. So be watching for that on his website, ranchfreshmeats.com.
This is Greg Bloom with Barber's Foods. I've been selling meat in the meat industry for 27 years now and have worked at six different USDA plants here in Colorado. I've learned a few things over these years about the meat industry, and some I would like to share with you. For today, I'd like to start talking about the claim on the package that says product of USA. If you watch food labels carefully in the retail store, and you should, you've probably seen this claim, product of USA. What do you think the product of USA means? You most likely think that the product originates from the United States, and that would just be common sense, right? But if you thought that, you'd be wrong. You see, federal regulations about the country of origin labeling, called COOL, were repealed by Congress 5 years ago. Well, a long story short, you can't really know where your meat comes from unless you buy it from barbersfoods.com, because we check the source of all of the meat that we sell. If you'd like more information about country of origin labeling and the product of USA claim, check out my video at barbersfoods.com.
Hey, folks, talk to Dave Hart at Roof Max as well. He was at our party last night also. Great guy, by the way. Anything you need when it comes to your roof, Dave is there. And don't forget, with this weather we're having right now, it's easy for him to do any of those applications and or just fix whatever roof need you might have. So get that roof inspected today. Go to rushtoreason.com, our website, and just look for Roof Max.
Roof Max is the fountain of life for your roof and will bring your shingles back to life. The natural oils in the asphalt protect your roof as weather and temperature cause the material to expand and contract daily. This oil gradually evaporates over time, causing your shingles to dry out and lose their flexibility. You may start to see your shingles cracking, breaking, streaking, and curling. Granules may begin flaking off. Roof Max could reverse minor curling, cracking, and granule loss to make your shingles like new again. The water-soluble plant-based treatment extends the life of your roof by at least 5 years, guaranteed. Call Dave Hart now for a free assessment of your asphalt shingles. 303-710-6916. He will go anywhere from the eastern slope to the eastern Colorado border and from Cheyenne to the southern border. Mention Rush to Reason for $100 off your treatment. 303-710-6916.
The ACA, the Affordable Care Act, basically it's individual health insurance for people under age 65. This year, a lot of people don't realize there's a boatload of people out there who previously did not qualify for the tax credit that do now.
Call Paul Inigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts now, 303-423-0162.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, our last little segment with Dr. Kelly Victory. I appreciate her joining us today. One of the questions that came in, Dr. Kelly, earlier was this person has had COVID, lost their taste and so on, and wants to know, is there anything that will bring that back faster? In other words, is there any remedies that they can take to get that back faster?
The one thing, John, that has been shown to enhance the ability to regain those, and they will come back over time.
Okay.
It's self-limited. It can take... some people it takes, you know, a week or 10 days. Other people it can take some months. It will come back. The one thing that can facilitate that is increasing your zinc intake.
Okay.
There's some indication that zinc deficiency by itself prolongs that. So if you aren't already taking 50 milligrams of zinc a day, I recommend that, and that may well help.
Question Charlie and I both had, we were talking through the break about the product Zicam, which is a zinc product, and I don't know what else they put in it to make it absorb and do the things that it does, but I will tell you that in the past, anytime I've ever had the slightest bit of a cold symptom coming on, I can pop those in and literally pretty much eliminate it relatively quickly. Are they doing things with it outside of just zinc to make that absorb faster, or do you know?
You know, I don't know what that is. There's no question it's got, you know, zinc is the active ingredient.
That's right.
And we've known zinc lozenges. We've known, as I said, zinc, you know, like silver, but zinc is a profoundly powerful antiviral medication. It works very, very well. You can do it topically, like you're doing in the case of, you know, the nasal spray,
right.
Or in the case of the lozenges, you're doing it orally. But there's no question it helps. The problem with zinc, as I said, is it doesn't do a great job getting intracellular. It doesn't get out of the bloodstream and into the cell. So if you're taking it orally, it helps to take something like quercetin. Incidentally, it acting as that zinc ionophore, helping zinc get out of the bloodstream and into the cell, is one of the things that hydroxychloroquine does. One of the ways that hydroxychloroquine works. Undoubtedly, in addition to being the fact that chloroquine by itself is antiviral, is one of the things it does. On top of that is it helps zinc get into the cells where the zinc can also help to kill the virus.
Makes total sense. I've always wondered, and they're proprietary, of course. I looked at their website. They're not giving you, you know, they're telling you what the active ingredient is, but they're not going to give you their secret formula, because if they did that, they'd lose their marketing and the other things that they do. But somebody there figured out how to make that stuff work, because, to your point, it does, and they've got the ability to get that stuff into your into your system, if you would, faster than you normally would with just a regular zinc pill. So they must have figured out something with it.
Yes, and let's remember, you know, the ways, as I said some time ago, that viruses get into your body, you either inhale them through your lung or they go through the mucous membranes of your nose, your mouth, or your eyes. So simple things, for example, one of the reasons that people are more prone to colds and flus in the wintertime is not just because it's cold and we're all indoors, but it's because the air is drier and therefore your nose and mouth dries out.
Right.
Having cracked mucous membranes, the reason, you know, people get more bloody noses
in
the winter is because your mucous membranes are dry. Well, anything you can do to keep your mucous membranes from drying out, that includes making sure you're adequately hydrated, drinking lots of fluids, putting a humidifier in your room, a vaporizer, things of that sort, using chapstick and using, things that keep your nasal passages moist. Those things decrease your risk of getting not only COVID, but all colds and flus, because that's one of the main ways they enter is through those mucous membranes. So there are so many things, John, that public health officials haven't been talking about. They've led people to believe, number one, that there are no treatments for COVID, and number two, that the only thing you can really do to protect yourself is wear a mask, stay away from others, and wait to get vaccinated. And that simply isn't the case.
Nope. Dr. Kelly, as always, we could go 6 hours, literally. This is so great. We'll talk to you again next week. We'll do a 2-hour special again in a couple of weeks. Love you. Thank you very much for all you do for us. I know our listeners do as well. They say thank you, and we're indebted to you. Thank you, Dr. Kelly.
Happy to do it. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Have a great evening. Don't forget, the first hour will replay again in a moment, and this hour again from 6 to 7. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.